Mishmei has a Kehemet Aleph. The Gemara has a Shaka V'Tarya regarding Rabbi Yisrael Rav Chiya, the Chav Dalet of us Nezikin of Rav Chiya. The Gemara wanted to know why Rav Oshia didn't count as many as Rav Chiya counted. Rav Oshia counted 13, Rav Chiya counted 24. The Gemara is going through the list of Rav Chiya, asking that all of the additional ones of Rav Chiya, why Rav Oshia didn't mention them. And along the way, the Gemara asks, Metame, Medame, Menasech, which are the last three mentioned by Rav Chiya. The Gemara wanted to know, why didn't Rav Oshia mention that? To which the Gemara said, because if it goes, depends on the machokis. What the answer depends on the machokis that we know, whether Hezek Sheinik or Shmei Hezek or Lo Shmei Hezek. Says the Gemara, if we hold Hezek Sheinik or Shmei Hezek, that means that Midaraisa, there should be a chiyuv, just Midarabbanan, they took away the chiyuv in the case of Shogeg. Then, says the Gemara, Rav Oshia didn't have to mention it because of Tanalei Hezek. Good. He Hezek Sheinik or Lo Shmei Hezek. Which means that Midaraisa, we don't view this as Hezek, so only Midrabbanan are Yuchayiv and only Bemezid. So then the Gemara says, then it's a Knas, Havali Knaso, Beknaso lo Kamayri. Okay, that was the answer to why Rav Oshia didn't list these three. Then the Gemara suggests as follows, Lema Kasav Rav Chiya, Hezek Shein Nika, Lo Shmei Hezek, should we then assume that Rav Chiya, who does list it, he has to be of the opinion of Hezek Shein Nika, Lo Shmei Hezek, because otherwise, were it to be Shmei Hezek, Hatana Le Nezek. So then, why would he have to say it separately if it mentioned, if here it mentions Hezek, Nezek, why mention again these three? So that was the Gemara's suggestion. Should we therefore assume that Rav Chiya holds Lo Shmei Hezek? The Gemara is doche that, no, really he could hold Shmei Hezek. But he mentions it because it's still a new category. Hezek de Minkara, Hezek de Lo Minkara. So why did the Gemara want to suggest initially that Rav Chiya should hold Lo Shmei Hezek? Why should we want to say that? In other words, because otherwise, the Ishmei Hezek, it'll be a problem. Why mention it? But Lemaisa, if you look at the Sugi and Gittin, how does the Gemara end up in this Machokas? So the Manda Amar of Shmei Hezek is Chizkiya. And if you look in the Sugya carefully in Gittin, it turns out that that Shita is rejected. The Afagav the Chizkiya, the Amar Shmei Hezek, Itosa Banizakin. So the truth is that it's a lot easier to make Rav Chiya go even the Hilchasa. The Gemara brings it, I think it's from the Mishnah of Elena Rav Kama, Benageya Gezel. If you take Chametz, Vavova Pesach, in cases like that, can you go and after Pesach and say, it's Aser B'Hanah, Harei Shechol Lefanecha, if you hold that it's considered to be the same thing as before, nothing has changed, because it looks exactly the same as it looked before, then you could say, Harei Shechol Lefanecha. And if you hold that it's considered to be not Ke'en Shegazal, it's ruined because it's worthless, then you have to pay money. So that issue, whether you view the chafetz that you stole, that out became devalued, but you can't recognize it by looking at it as a means of hashava, that he could say Hareshachol Fanecha, the Gemara is told of that issue in the din of Hezek Sheina Nika, Shmei Hezek Ola Shmei Hezek. Do I view this as a Hezek, even if I can't recognize it? And since the Mishnah says later that you could say Hareshachol Fanecha, so that means that it's considered Hezek Shein Nikar is Lo Shmei Hezek, and therefore it's considered to be the same Chafetz. So that means that the Manda Amar, Chizkiya, who says Shmei Hezek, ends up being rejected. That's what the Gemara seems to say there. So then what's the big deal? Well, Lema Kasava, Rav Chiya, should we say Rav Chiya holds Lo Shmei Hezek? Yeah, why not? What's the problem? Chizkiya gets rejected. Says Tosus, Mikol Makom Nichale Luk Mibrai, said Rav Chiya Aviv Alibay. We'd rather have Rav Chiya hold, even though at the end of the day the Gemara does reject it, but Chizkiya is the son of Rav Chiya. Chizkiya, who is quoted there as one who says Shmei Hezek, is the son of Rav Chiya. It's Tani Rav Chiya. So therefore, we would rather have Rav Chiya hold like Rav Chizkiya, even if it's on the wrong side of the halacha, but Lamaisa, more likely that the father holds the same way as the son. Okay. V'katani Hezek d'lo minkara. So the Gemara says, okay, so indeed, Rav Chiya holds. And this is how we made the cheshbon yesterday also with the hemshach of the Gemara, with the Dibur Lo Kamayri, that the Gemara is dafka saying Lo Kamayri in the sense that we said it in our Gemara, because he holds that Shmei Hezek, that was the cheshbon we made with the Rashi, vis-a-vis Rashi in Greece, if you remember. So really, he holds Hezek Shein Nikar is Shmei Hezek, and yet he counts Metame, Medame, Menasech separately. As the Gemara says, because Katani Hezek the Minkara, that's Nezek, and Katani Hezek the Lo Minkara. What's bothering Tosus? Fek Tosus, Vahadik Tani Shilosha Gavni. So if that's what you want to do, you want to accomplish that, you can mention Hezek the Lo Minkara, you have to say all three cases. Metame, Medame, Menasech. You say one, you're already covering your bases. You have Hezek the Lo Minkara. Why do you have to miss list? And to get to 24, you have to have three more examples, each being an example of Hezek. As far as Nezek is concerned, you mention Hezek. You just want to mention a new category of Hezek Shein and Nikar. So you need all three. It's mentioned there as three examples. The Mishnah says, Metame, Medamea, Menasech. That's what the Mishnah says. Bishogeg Pata, Bemezit Chayit. So just as the Mishnah mentioned three examples as three different cases, so do we have it over here in Rav Chiya's list. Tosus gives a mashal for that. Kediktani, like we find Shamachinam Vashoel, Nosi Sachar Vasocher. Here we have the list, which even Rav Oshia mentions as distinct mazikim, Diktani Gavni Tuva. And what was the point of mentioning those examples? The Gemara explained earlier, and as far as the Mishnah is concerned, they weren't mentioned separately. So what did the Gemara say? That Katani Wat, remember, it's Katani Hezeka. What was the purpose of Rav Oshia mentioning the Avashomrin? What?
Adam
Dazik Shari Adam, that was for the Chovel, the Hei Dvarim of the Chovel. Good. Hezeka de Memeil, Hezeka de Biadayim. So the Mishnah is Adam de Azik Shor and Bain Biadayim, Bain Memeil. It's all included. It doesn't mention the case of Shomim separately. Rav Oshia decides to mention Hezeka de Memeil. But what does he do? He mentions Shomachinam, Shomachar, Shomachinam Vasho, Nesachar Vasocher. You want to mention Hezeka de Lominkar, you mention one, and you cover your bases. Why do you mention all of them? So the answer is no. They're mentioned separately. The Mishnahis talk about them as different categories. So mention, once you get into that category, you give you the subcategories, each one as well. So over here as well, the Mishnah mentions all three. So when you want to talk about Hezek, Shein, and Nikar, as distinct from Hezek, Nikar, you talk about all the examples. The Mashal Tosus brings, perhaps, is not so perfect, because when it comes to Shamachinam, Shamasachar, Shoel, the dinim are different. The dinim are different, right? Shamachinam is chayiv, as Rashi and Tosus earlier mentioned, as far as the order that it mentions Shamachinam and Shoel, and then Nosi Sachar. The order of the parasha is Shamachinam and Shamasachar, but they explain, because Shamachinam is chayiv only on Pshia, and Shoel is chayiv and everything except Ones. Even on Ones, except for Meis Machas Malacha. And then you have Nosei Socha, Yishchayv and Gnei Bavaveda, but not on Ones. So the dinim are different. So obviously the point of mentioning them can be justified by virtue of the din being different. Metame, Medame, Nasech, right, all are the same category, and also all the same din. This is the Mashaz Ma'or, this question. Some Achronim want to say that maybe the Raya is from where? Socher. Oh, because Socher, like Mai says, is no separate din. Tosus himself pointed out earlier that Dinayim Yud Beis, Rav Oshia had 13, but really the Dinim are really 12, because Socher is either one or the other, Shamachinim or Shomesachar. But Lemaisa, it's another case. So Lemaisa, you see that from Socher, you see that you're mentioning another case, even though it doesn't add a new Din. But Lemaisa, that when you find the mention in Mishnais, you find the mention together. Socher is a separate in the list. So Rav Oshia did the same thing. So that would be the Raya over here too, that Metame, Medame, Nasech would be mentioned as separate and distinct from one another. In the sugya itself in Gittin, the Gemara brings in the issue, why do you have to mention all the examples? That was the taina that Rav had on Shmuel. If Menasech means Ma'are, then you already have Medamea. And what does Shmuel defend himself by saying? That even though it's true, but you couldn't necessarily extrapolate, because since it's a knas, that's going, if Hezek Shein Nikar is lo shmei Hezek, it's a knas, so miknas miknas lo yalfina. So therefore, from one knas, you wouldn't know to assume that the Chacham made a knas in the other case, even though there's a similar type of Hezek. Yeah, but that's if you hold Hezek Nikar lo shmei Hezek. But as far as if you hold shmei Hezek, so then, you know, my son Misha did mention separate cases. Yeah, so then Maisetosis is bringing that here as well. Rav Chiya mentioned separate cases too, just like the Mishnais mentioned separate cases. Tani minyana l'miute, Okay, so this is now, after working out why Rav Oshia didn't mention those that Rav Chiya mentioned, the extra 11, then the Gemara goes to the issue of the numbers that are listed. So the Mishnah says 4, that's coming, the Miute, that didn't mention the extra 9 of Rav Oshia, that's why it says 4. And as far as Rav Oshia's number of 13, is mentioning the number because he did not want to count the extra 11 of Rav Chiya. But then the Gemara asks, Rav Chiya, why does he mention, when he talks about the number 24, what did he have in mind in being Mimait? So the Lashna Gemara, Bishlam Atandidan, Tanim Inyanel Miute de Rav Oshia, Rav Oshia, Tanim Inyanel Miute de Rav Chiya. Tanim Inyanel Miute, says Tosis, Haile Miute, when we talk about the Miute, so this is going on Rav Oshia's Miute of Rav Chiya, he's going on. Lav mishum de leske de Rav Chiya. Ela kolomar lemiute de lo ayibahu. In other words, oftentimes you find the lashon lemiute in the sense of that the other thing is not, does not have the same halacha. Lemiute means that this has the halacha, and the other thing that I'm excluding is out of that category to the extent that the halacha doesn't apply. When it comes to the Gemara here, that Rav Oshia lists how much? He lists his 13. And he doesn't list the other 11, so it doesn't mean that in the other 11 the din is not true. In other words, let's say the knas lo kamayri, that by knas you wouldn't have the din of what? The din of meitav, not correct. And the other things that he didn't mention, because mamona das, that he didn't mention, whatever, things that he folded in, okay, but that you can't tie to such a thing, obviously, by that you couldn't say wouldn't be meitav. Tosus must have meant with such things like knas, for example. The Gan of Gazan is included in Shemachin Vasho, so if it's included, obviously it's going to have meitav. But let's say the knas alo kamayri. So something like that. So would it be the pshat that wouldn't be meitav? It can't be. It's umiute across the board. All the umiutes of Rav Oshia versus Rav Chiya, it's just a question of listing, nothing more. And this is what we saw in our Gemara vis-a-vis Rav Chiya's Lemiute. That was the Gemara here versus the Rashi and Krisus that everyone asked on. Tosus asked on Rashi and Krisus. Lemiute of Rav Chiya, which is Mosa Mefagel, so in our Gemara it's Kamat Mefurish, that the Peshat is like Tosus says over here, vis-a-vis Rav Oshia and Rav Chiya. That's Lo Ayribahu, but the Kachem Lo Kamayri. Not that there's no Meitav. And then Vahuli, but Dibura lo kamayri. Just means that he doesn't list those things. Rashi and Krisus learned that by Moshe Mefagel, the lo kamayri means that he's actually memayed it, that the din won't apply because it's two things, Hezek Shein HaNikar plus Dibura, as we explained yesterday, the Cheshbon of Rashi. Tosis is commenting here on Rav Oshia versus Rav Chiya. One of the fellows was Ma'orim this morning. Why didn't Tosis relate this to the first Lemiute of the Mishnah versus Rav Oshia? That doesn't mean that the 4 is a mayit from the 13, that it's not going to have meitav. It means lo ayribahu. Tosis is only relating it to Rav Oshia versus Rav Chiya. I think the answer is pashut. Yeah, what do you say?
I think one way, right? I think you could say that.
What would you say?
It's obvious.
Why? Because what's the miute of the Mishnah has to do with that. Well, at least let's start with Rab. Shmuel, maybe it's not as... But with Rab, the Gemara says, why didn't he list the Chovel B'Chavero 5? Why didn't he list the Shomrin? So for that, the Gemara says, because the Mav of the Mishnah, the Gemara says, Tana Adam, Bekol Mili Da Adam. Now, that may or may not stay L'maskana. Let's assume it stays L'maskana. So then, obviously, it's Meta. Whatever is included in Mili Da Adam is Meta. So obviously, Miyuti just he didn't mention it as a separate category. The Gemara says, and Shomri and Adam the Azik Shor, which is divided in Rav Oshia to include Shomachin and Vashoel, that's because it's Hezekah de Memela. But the Mishnah didn't mention it because Hezekah de Memela, he didn't want to make a separate category. But what? Hezekah de Memela would not be Meitav? Pashtus, it's included. It just didn't make it a separate category. So then it's not, it's Pashtus, that it's Lemiute just means that it's not listed as a separate thing. What about within Shmuel? Within Shmuel, the difference is that B'niski Mamon Kamayri, B'niski Gufalo Kamayri. So then would you think the Miske Gufa wouldn't be Meitav? They have to tell me, no, it's just about listing. Maybe Tosus didn't have such a Havamina either. Or maybe because within Ravna you'd have no Havamina, so Tosus went to Rav Oshia. Rav Oshia, already you have something to think about. Okay. Rav Oshia, and again, in terms of the Hatana Lisham Chinim Vahashoel, that explains Gazlin, I think that's Pashit, that they wouldn't think that Lamiyuti means anything but listing, because it is included. It's just a question of whether he spelled it out separately. But B'knasalo Kamairi. So perhaps he held up for some svara that Knasa wouldn't have it in a Meitav. I don't know. The Tosa says it's been a Ger Rav Oshia, because that's where there's more of a Havamina that you would want to learn Lemiyute, like you usually imagine Lemiyute to mean excluding them from the Halacha. You know, Sahara, someone asked me, why Tos only related to Rav Oshia versus Rav Chiya? I think because the Cheshbon is going to be, in the Mishnah, it's more obvious that it has to be this way. Rav Oshia, there'd be more thinking, more, you have to think a little deeper to realize that it doesn't mean anything but about a list. And then within Rav Chiya, that's what we saw also yesterday. Again, Rashi increases is the exception, and everyone's kasha is from our sugya, and our sugya could be different according to Rashi. Rashi increases could learn that sugya goes, as we said, Hezek and Nikolosh Mehezek, and the Cheshbon follows from that there's no Meitav, B'dibura. Rashi Eken here, which Shmei Hezek, I think Gemara said before. So then the only issue is listing it, not about not having it in Meitav. Okay, so what does Gemara say for Rav Chiya? What is the minyan l'miute? L'miute, two things. Moser u'mefagel. Moser u'mefagel, again, as Tosus understands it, and as Arsugi would mean it, that there's no mention of it, and the Gemara explains as behemshach why that is. Fagel b'kashim l'kamayri, Moser is b'dibur l'kamayri, and so on. So those are the two things that the Rav Chiya didn't list for the reasons stated. Having Matsi Lemema, Tosa says, Limar had another possibility. Gemara said, Lemiute, that he didn't list, Kofer Ushloshim Shel Eved. Kofer Ushloshim Shel Eved don't make their way into Rav Chiya's list. And again, the din, what Tosa is assuming is Mefurish, that there'd be, Mefurish and Tosa here, that there'd be a din Meitav, because Lemiute just means that he doesn't list it. But the din is clear that there'll be Meitav. And he did mention it. Gemara could have had that as Lemiute. Lemiute, he did mention Kofer Shloshim Shel Eved. That which Shloshim Shel Eved gets Meitav, we had already a Rashi. Right? Rashi mentions that, right? In the long Rashi that we did yesterday, Rashi has the in the Lashon Nesina, the Gama Nesina, Meshosh and Nogach Esa Eved. Dechsib Be'yitein Ladonav. So that means that Rashi is on the record as saying that the din of Shloshim Shel Eved, the kofer of a Shor Shahar Gesa Eved, would have a din of Meitav, and the reason is because, I mean, you learn from that, and how do you know that itself? What's the pshat? Kesef Shloshim Shkom Yitin Ladonav. So what's the word over there that gives you Meitav? What? Kesef. And Kesef gets learned from where? From Bor. Balabor Yishalim. So Kesef Yashiv Levalav. So it's clear from Rashi that remember the first in Rashi, the first word line, the Shosh Nogach Ze'eved is going to have Meitav. Tosus says Kofer as well. What will be the Mokah for the Tachas Nesina by Kofer? What will be the word? V'nasan Pidyo Nafsho. Im Kofer Yushas Allah. V'nasan Pidyo Nafsho. V'nasan. It's Nesina. So it's Mamash Mefurish and Tosis, right? Kofer, Shloshim Shel Eved. Shloshim Shel Eved is already in Rashi Mefurish and Tosis here. You see, it's going to have Meitav. Because Lemiyuti just means not to mention it, but it will have the din Meitav. So Mefurish and Tosis. Kofer gets Meitav. The Chiv Kofer, you pay me Meitav. So Gemara could have said that as Lemiyuti. And Taka, why doesn't he list it? Vahad de lo katani, lo mishim de katalu lo mairi. New thing. De katalu lo mairi. Doesn't mention it because it's a case of hariga, shor shahara gesa adam. So he's not dealing with cases of that involve death. Okay, that's what Tosus, a new category of lo kamayri. But the din is clear in this Tosus. It's an interesting inyan. Obviously, we should maybe open it up a little bit. This inyan of kofa, we're not learning the sugya, much be'ion, but lemaisa, it's not as pashut as it would seem. Start looking into the sugya of kofa. This premise that the Chi of Kofer, Davar Pashatosis assumes that you pay me meta. What kind of a chiyuv is kofar? So the Gemara has a machokes tanayim, where the kufra kapara kufra mamona. That's already a machokes itself. But we hold generally kufra kapara. What does that mean? It means that the Torah says that really there's a chiyuv nisa bidei shemayim when shorah muad kills a person. So begamba olav yumas. The pasuk shamin tischai nisa bidei shemayim. Rashi based on this says yumas. The money itself that he pays is yumas, but Pashup Shat yumas, Rashi elsewhere also says yumas means the chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim, and in a way to be able to have a kapara that he won't eat chayv misa b'dei shamayim. So in kofra yushas olav, that's called kufra kapara. Within this notion of kufra kapara, so there's a lot of ramifications. So the mashal of the Gemara Daf Mem has a suffix. So what else is a kapara? Karbanos, right? A person has to bring a chatas for an aveira he did b'shogeg, a chi of kares that was violated b'shogeg. He has to bring a karban chatas. The Mishnah says, Umar quotes the Mishnais, that you cannot force a person to bring a karban chatas. Ein memashkin. Beis din is not memashkin. So the Gemara has a shayla, if chaybe chatos v'ashamos ein memashkinin, on the other hand, chaybe erichin, someone who's pledging to kegdish, eriki olai, so then we are memashkin, that he has to pay what he promised, what he pledged. So the Gemara's suffix is, chaybe kofrin mai. Where do we place kofr? Kofr is an obligation. Who does he pay kofr to? To the yorshim of the person who was killed by the shor hamuad. So he owes money to a particular address, but we assume that the definition of this money is kapara. So Gemara's shayla is kevan de kufra, kevan de kapara hu kechatas va'asham dami mechmer chami olevi. Why is it that we're not memashkin by chatas va'asham? Because person he's not going to delay. If he's procrastinating, we don't have to step in. He's not going to procrastinate. He wants his kapara. It's on his head. He wants to bring it. No need for to step in. Oh, Dilma. On the other hand, kevan delachavei hu debay meisvelei. See, chatas v'asham is brought to the Beis Hamikdash. Here, there's a particular recipient, the yorshim of the guy who was killed. So there's an address. So therefore, maybe Mamonahu, the lo gavoa, the lo chamarle, doesn't look at it in the same way. Ubay mashkune. Another reason why he doesn't think it's so serious, because he didn't kill, the shor killed. So Umaysa doesn't seem to be a clear resolution in the Gemara. Now, what does the Gemara mean in asking the Shaila? What are we asking about who's memaske? What's the issue? So Tosis has a very short cryptic comment on that Gemara. Chayvi kofar mai, v'yorshe ha-nizik atzmo miboyle imichon l'mashkinam. Tosis says, the shayla of the Gemara is speaking about, can the yorshe ha-nizik step in to leverage, to make sure that he'll pay? That's how Tosis explains the words of the Gemara. The mashkin of the Gemara that's left unresolved is in yorshe ha-nizik. What do you make of those, of Tosis? Comment on the Gemara. Ki'ilu, Yorshe HaNizik, that's a shayla. But what about Beis Din in general? Beis Din. So the Rajba is Medayik from Tosis. The Rajba there in Daf Mem. Stama, you saw it. Medayik from Tosis. That Beis Din is Pashut. The shayla is only Yorshe HaNizik. Kosovitosis of the Rashba, the Biyoshi and Nizik Mibayle, Michon Lamashkin, Nira Midivrayim, says the Rashba. The Pshita, the Ilulo Ratzel, let's say the person is telling you, I'm not interested in paying this kofa. Based in Gnagvin, Mashat Maskin, Kishan Azikin Yalma. In other words, there's a Chiv Nazikin. You owe Tashkumin Nazikin. So of course, if he doesn't want to pay, we force him to pay. So this premise that the Rashba is learning and Bedasa Tosis, I think makes perfect sense with our Tosfos dovetails very beautifully. Tosfos takes for granted that the Tashlumei Kofer, granted it's a kapara, but it's Tashlumei Nezikin, and it has an address. And Beis Din would be my masculine, the person doesn't want to pay. So to that extent, when you pay, you have a halacha to pay meita. The only suffix that exists in the Gemara, Benogeya, the Yorshi Hanizik himself, can they be the ones to be mamaske? But as far as the role of Beis Din is concerned, for sure, that's no different than Tashlum and Ezekiel. Everywhere says the Rashba, but that's the Tosfos, and therefore the Din would be Meitav too. But Lamaisa, how does the Rambam paskin about this? That he learned Pshat like Tosfos, that he learned different than Tosfos, but he still paskins that when Mamashkin. So the Rambam paskins in Niski Mamon Perik Yud. Halacha Dalet. Zesh and Emer Batorah. The Gamba Olav Yumas. Again, it says that the Shor kills a person, he's a Shor Amuad. Hashor Yisokel, that's always the case, even from the first time. The Gamba Olav Yumas, but this time it's not Bala Shor Noki, it's the Gamba Olav Yumas, he's Chavis Bidei Shemayim. The im nasan kofer hanerag, if he gave kofer of the victim, this kaperlo, he's forgiven. The afal pisha kofer kaparahu, the maskin in esmishin eschay bekofer balkoch. Even though, notwithstanding, it's kofer kapara, we're the maskin esmishin eschay. What is pshat in the Rambam? The Gemara had a shaila memaskinin, the Gemara didn't resolve it. So there's really two ways to learn pshat here. The Lechem Mishnah discusses. See, in the Magid Mishnah says, Masakazu Rabbeinu memaskinin, Boyasham, the Loifshita. It's a shaila daf mem in Bava Kama without being resolved. The Rama Paschal is memaskinin. Upirishu betosvos, to be Yorshi an Nizik miboyulei michon memaskino. Tosfos says the shail of the Gemara is Yorshi Anizik. The nearer medivreim the pshita the ilu lo rotsa l'shalem based in magvin we maskin kishan ezakid yama ad kan bechidushi arazba. So says the Magid Mishnah, the Rashba learns that for based in there's no shail. The shail is unlimited to Yorshi Anizik. The nearest is adas rabbein. So Magid Mishnah says pshan the Rambam is like the Rashba, that the Rambam says we maskin because there was never a suffix to begin with. That's how the Magid Mishnah went pshan the Rambam. The Lechem Mishnah is not so happy with that pshat. Kasev Rav Magid b'shem Arashba shediknik b'divya Tosfos that boy he lo havi al b'yorshi and nizik atzmo b'mashkinin d'mashmuli the Arashba d'vadi based in b'mashkinin ela the boy it keecha the hasam hagizbar atzmo shem b'mashkin achinam b'yorshi and nizik b'mashkinin they're like the mokam hagizbar you don't need a bezdin they can step in on their own umikom makam kasheli goes on. He says, maybe the Deek of Tosfos. Okay, then he says, according to this understanding of the Rambam, then Rambam never dealt with the Shiloh of the Gemara. He should at least step in and talk about that issue that was left hanging. L'chei nir li, that Reinu Zal Yisrei da Habaya Avi B'chol Gavna. Oh, the Rambam where the Shiloh of Mashkin is not just limited like Tosfos, as understood by the Rashba, is talking about only Yorshi and Nizek. It's a Shiloh, who's the Mashkin? Maybe you're not Mashkin at all. Bein bebeizdin bein yorshi anizik. So what the Rambam did? The Rambam took the liberty of being machriya, even though the Gemara didn't leave us with a resolution. The Rambam paskin for chumra. The tafes rabbeinu hayboy lechumra keeched the tafes bayachrit lechumra. We got something else. So the Rambam paskin's b'maskin. So l'maisa, here's what we have. We have a shaila in the Gemara. Kufr, Kapara, Maskin, Lom Maskin with various Svaris, Lukan, Lukan. We have the Rashba based on Tosfos learning that the Shaila was limited to Yorshi and Nizik, but based in if a person doesn't want to pay for sure, you can be Magvia, you can force him to pay. And we have the Shaila, what the Rambam meant by Paskin Mimashkinin, whether he was going like the Rashba or whether he was holding that the Shaila was everywhere, but he Paskins Luchum. Now, after all of this, we have a Ramban Chumash. Rabbanan Chumash is concerned with the language of the Pasuk. This is more of a Parshanut issue. You read the Chumash, when the Torah speaks about Chiyuv Kofer, the Torah uses the word im. The lashon pasuk is. You have the pasuk. The Ramban also here. Right. So it starts. Kigach shor ish shor is isho is isho v'mei sokli sokla shor and so on. Ubal asher naki. That's a short time. Im shor nagachu mitmosu shom. That means Misa B'dei Shammai. Next pasuk. Im kofer yushas olav. If, im kofer yushas shall be placed on him, v'nasan pidyo nafsho, k'chosh yushas olav. This is a chi of kofer. He shall give redemption for his soul. Shailas menizik memazik, okay? Pidyo nafsho. As what it will be placed on him. That's the Chiyuv Kofer stated in the Chumash. And then it continues with the case, two psukim later with it, the case of Eved, that there the Kofer is a set amount, Shloshim Shkalim. But here you have Im Kofer Yushas Olav. What's the Im? What do we do with the Im? So there is a Rashi, which maybe we'll come back to in a minute, but we'll mention it now. Rashi says, im ze eno talui. It's not an im that's dependent. Varehu kimon kesef talve lashen asher. Asher, im could be like asher. Ze mishpato. Im kofer, you said, this is what the law states. So yashisola basin kofer. Basin will place kofer. So that's how Rashi takes the word im. Doesn't mean if. It means that this is the rule. This is what happens. This is Rashi's comment on the word im kofer. The Ramban is bothered by the same diuk ha-pasuk. Why does it say im kofer yushas olav? L'chor, there's a chiyuv to pay kofer in the case of a shamor that killed a person. So Ramban is a very interesting Ramban. Short comment, but a lot here. The Ramban says, Bavur, heyos ha-kofer kapara, ke'inyan ha-karbanos. So Rabban already takes us with the opinion that we usually take, we follow, kofra kapara. Given the fact that kofra is a kapara, like kabanos, v'imhu eno chafetz ba, if he doesn't want it, it's his choice. Ein machrichin asa lovo l'beizdin l'chayvo b'kach. We don't force him to beizdin to have his kapara. Even based on Paskin that he has to pay kofar, Ein Maskinin also. Rabban is saying two things that make it an im. He doesn't get brought to Beis Din to Mechayev him, and even if they will be Mechayev him, so that did happen, but Ein Maskinin. It's clear from the Ramban that Ein Maskinin sounds like nobody's Maskin. Rabban has a beautiful pshat in the word im. It's very precise, given that kufra kapara. Now, obviously, you have to know how to square the Ramban with the Gemara. One thing I think is clear, the Ramban must have seen the Shaila as a Shaila Kolis, a Mimashkinin, not just limited to Niske Yorshe HaNizik. The Ramban must have assumed that the Shaila is Mimashkinin in general. And on top of that, you have to say, although the Gemara didn't resolve it, and perhaps the Rambam resolved the Luchumra, the Ramban is taking the side of the Shaila that ain't Mimashkinin. It's Kapara, and there's ain't Mimashkinin. Ain't Mimashkinin means nobody. Says the Ramban, that would justify the lashon im kofer yushas olav. According to Ramban, ein machrichin lovo l'beis din and ein memashkin. Period, and that's the im. You notice the Chevelle edition that I think you have. It has some comments here on the bottom of the page. I'm sure you can imagine what there's a lot to say here in this Ramban. So he points out that Ramban is v'shitaso in mesachta makis. He says, and the Ramban gives more of a hesbe here in the Pshat of Kufra Kapara. And he says, interesting, there's a lot of bumdus here that comes out of Makis about this. Kufra Kapara for the Ramban, and here and in Makis, Iker Chiyuvi B'dei Shamayim Hu. It's like a Karban Chatas. She'en Kal Chiyuv Al Pi Eidim Al Kofa Im Lo Yirtze. It's totally his obligation. That he brings the Shaila the Gemara, Maskin al Kofer, Sakha Bateko, Hilkach in the Maskinin. Again, against the Rambam, Sak. There's a piece, not going to read the whole piece, it's just a little part of it. Baruch Ber in Bava Kama. Baruch Shmuel in Bava Kama has a piece, Simon Lamed. Be'in chayvei kofar im maskin in Osan. This topic is a piece in Baruch Shmuel. So he brings the sugya daf mem, he goes on to other inyanim to explain a little bit. And then, toward the last oath of this piece, Os Dalet, the following question. Person owes kofar as kapara. The address, the Yorshe HaNizik. But do we view this as mammon? And this is the basic crux of his sin. Is it called mammon sheyesh lo tovin or mammon sheein lo tovin? In other words, a person has to, if he pledges money to tzedakah, there's no particular ani that can come with a claim, you owe me the money. A person has a chiv to give ma'aser ani to an ani. Now, in this case, there is an address, but the address is where the kapara goes. But the kapara is your chiv l'shamayim, but the Torah says to have the kapara, you give Yorshe HaNizik. But do they really have a claim on the money of kapara? The requisite didn't tovin. There's no one to be toveya the carbon. El who didn't shall atzmo. It's your halacha. You have to bring a carbon. Lavi kofer. The shaila is in the maskin osan al din ha kofer. But maybe Bizen can step and say you have a din to give kofer, like you have a carbon. But maybe carbon we don't have a maskin. But kofar, there's different reasons. You're lenient. You're mezalzel. You're not going to try to do it. So Beis Din, let's assume the shaila is on Beis Din. Beis Din will step in and say, we want to make sure that you pay your kapara. But it's not a chiyuv in the same kind of way. It's your din. But Beis Din will step in and use leverage for you to do what you're supposed to do. Odin Omar, the shaper habizad din tovin, the chiyuv Beis Din kemob in a zokin. You can imagine where the Rashba is going to stand in this shayla. The Rashba that we read before. What did the Rashba and Daf Mem say? Kedava Pasha. That's why the shayla was only Yorshe HaNizik. What did the Rashba say? Of course. It's like every chiv nizikin. But this is part of the shayla here of Baruch Ber. And he says, this will be a machokas Rishonim. And then he brings the Tosas and Daf Mem toward the end of the piece. Zeus Faras HaTosas Sheivein Ubresha Simen Desavri Dekol Adboya. The whole shayla of the Gemara is le'inyan Yorshe HaNizik yechon lemaskino. That maybe the kufra kapara idea would not allow the nizik to step in on his own and take what you owe him. But Beis Din, of course, Beis Din vade magvino so like shar nizikin. And then he has the last paragraph. Ulam haRamban Shari Shonim Sovin, the Rabban Makis he's talking about, the Kofa Urag Din Kapara Kmo Karban, the Rag Din Shalachmohu. And the issue of a maskinin, to the extent that we say maskin, it's a base that's forcing you to do that obligation. It's a din of a chatas for us, but we're memaskin. Ki'ilu, in this type of obligation of kapara, we are memaskin. Vine, last paragraph of the Simon Lamed. Achrei she'amarti Baruch Hashem b'bir hanach beis shitas. Now that I laid out this question, ra'isi b'sefer Evan ha'azel, v'niskavanti Baruch Hashem imo. So he was mechavin to what Rav Zalman says. V'ra'isi sham she'mevi divrei Ramban v'chumash. So he says Evan ha'azel, which he didn't know until he saw Evan ha'azel. He found whoever brings the Ramban v'chumash. Chekasav, and he quotes Rabban, Bavur Yos HaKofer Pkinner Kabanos, V'imu Eno Chafetz Ein Machrichino So Avala Beis Din, V'fil Mechivu Ein Maskino So, Kach Bavur Zen Amaim. So what do you see, says Rabbi Baruch Ber? Harei the Azel L'Tamei. This is what Rabbi Shabel pointed on the bottom of the page. The Azel L'Tamei. The Sova, the Ein Baha Kofer Din Tavia V'chiyo Beis Din, El Din Shal Atzmo, but then at the end, Mamon She'en Go Tovin Hu. For Baruch Ber, what that means, it's a din shel atzmo, there's no toveya. There's an address of where I have to deliver that money as a kapara. But they don't have the etzem claim. It's a din between me and God, but I have to do, the din is to give it to the Yorshe HaNizik. Both say. to talk about a chiyuv meitav, the pashtus, where does that make sense? If we're talking about what type of a chiyuv with a toveya, of course, there's a chiyuv nezikin with a toveya, and the toveya has a schus that you have to pay me min hayofesh ben chasam. The whole concept of meitav ilchur is a din within the world of nezikin, of a chiyuv nezikin, a chiyuv with a toveya, that we can talk about this chumra within nezikin of paying meitav. This makes sense with Tosfos himself, which is what we saw Tosfos daf mem with the Rashba there, that this for sure bin that basin can be mashkin, it's a chiyuv, as Rashba puts it, it's a chiyuv nezikin. The Ishael is, Kufra Kapara might take away the ability of the Yarshim themselves to be Mamashkin. That's the Ishael of the Gemara Adka, nothing more. But for Beis Din, of course, because it's a Chiyuv of Nezikin. And therefore Tosfos says, of course, he left out Kofar. Good. Why left out Kofar? B'tolo Kamari. But it didn't make that for sure. But if we were to think in terms of the Ramban on Chumash, the Ramban on Makis, that really Kufra, and where Baruch Ber is Magdir it, that it's mamon she'engel tovin. It's not a chiyuv nezikin. It's a din shel atzmo. So how do you talk about the meitav? Meitav is with chavdat avos nezikin. So we've saw already a few times that kofar for Tosfos is considered like chiyuv nezikin. It's all beautiful within Tosfos. To the extent that you're going to start viewing it not in terms of the recipient getting having a tviya on you, and it's totally my din. Em kofar yishas olav. I don't have to. I can come to Beis Din. I cannot come to Beis Din. And the tzad of the Gemara in the Mashkinin, like the Rashban and Chumash. So what's Shaykh Neitav? Neitav means that there's a claim against you, but to pay me with Yafesh and Al-Chasav. If I want to do my din and make the payment without Neitav, what? There's less of a kapara. If you have a tviya on me, like a tviya of Nezikin, then you have to pay Neitav. It's my din. I just have to pay. Pay. So the whole premise of Tosfos is only because of the, I think, how Tosfos himself would understand Kofar. But the way that the Ramban seems to be pushing in a different direction, the din meitav doesn't have any relevance to the chiyuv Kofar. That's what would seem to be lined up that way. Ne'inin le'inin, yes, just we're on this already. Umaisa, what did the Ramban say? Maybe we'll, you know, I'll leave this. Maybe the last few minutes of the shiur, come back to it. We'll finish the Tosfos, and we'll. I want to come back to something Nakuti here that maybe would be nice, maybe connect to Chanukah a little bit. So we'll see. But let's finish the Tosfos. Okay, another point already. We'll do. I want to tomorrow be we'll focus on the bottom Tosfos, on the Tachas Nesina Tosfos. But just finish this Tosfos here. Umoser mefagel, yeah. Umoser mefagel. Afilu leman delo doin din de garmi, mechayev mishum knas behagozo basra. Here also Tosfos in two lines is opening up a whole sugya, just to be mitzamsem ourselves a little bit, just to understand what Tosfos is saying. What's bothering Tosfos? It's implicit kasha here. The Gemara says it's lemiute mosa mefagel. Again, what does lemiute mean? Tosfos pointed out, meitav you have, chiyuv meitav, but it's not mentioned in the list. Tosfos says, that which mentions Moshe Mefagel as part of the things that he didn't mention in the list but have meitav, afilu leman delo doin dina degarmi mechayev mishum knas behagozo basra. What's bothering Tosfos? Pashut to read the Tosfos. What's bothering Tosfos here? What's bothering Tosfos? No, the simple kashi Tosfos is asking. The Gemara says, "Lomuti Moser Mefagel." So the Gemara says, "Why? Bishlam Mefagel? I understand. Elo Moser my timer. Maybe he doesn't mention Moser Mefagel because he holds it not chayv. Why should it not be chayv? Because there's a whole shaila whether we hold that a person is chayv on something that's called garmi." This is Tosfos' implicit kasha here. Rav Meir is the Tana that we associate, and we dafka hold the halacha like this, that there's a chiyuv nezikin what's on an indirect cause of hezek, hodina digarmi. All kinds of cases that go in digarmi, we'll mention maybe in a few minutes, sarf shterosav shel chavero, So what happened? The person now can't access the money because the paper is burnt. Do you owe him for the paper? Do you owe him for all the loss that's incurred because you can't collect on the money that was written in the, you know, in the staros, because now he has no access to the money. But umaisa, what was I burning? I only burnt the paper. So that's called garmi. It's one example. The person is asked about whether a coin is good or not. He misleads the person, and then they ends up being a cause of loss of money. All these examples of garmi. So Rav Meir doin din de garmi. Exactly, what is garmi? Is it chiv d'oraisa, chiv d'rabban? Also a big question. Maybe we'll mention in a second. But pashtus, tosis is assuming here. Moser mefagel, the hezek is indirect. Indirect. Moser means you point out somebody's money to a guy who's going to take it. You didn't actually cause a loss of money directly. It's through your dibur, the person ends up losing money because now they know where to go to get the money. And they hound the person to take away the money. Why is that chiyuv any more than garmi? Mefagel as well. What happened? You had a machshava, bad machshava, when did the shechita. At the end of the day, the carbon won't work because it will be indirect. But why is that called anything more than garmi? So Tosis responds, so therefore, what's bothering Tosis? So you're telling me Rav Chia has a minion of mi'ute, mosa mefagel, and you want to know why didn't he mention it? Maybe he's no chiyuv. Maybe he holds that, I'm not chayv. He doesn't hold like Rav Meir. He holds garmi's pater. So therefore, he doesn't have that to mention. In other words, it's not true. Has Marsh know that Rav Chia holds that there's a chiyuv from mosa mefagel? So Tosis says, but you know something? Even if there's no chiyuv als garmi, because of garmi, there's a chiyuv of knas. Mechay mishum knas, v'hagozo basra. Now, that's interesting. What exactly is in v'hagozo basra? Not mefagel. All you see there is Moser. There's a knas. Tosis is saying there's a knas for Moser. Chachamim stepped in. Even if there's no chiyuv because of garmi, there's a chiyuv to pay for Moser because Chacham made a knas. That's Tosis says. Tosis says it on Moser. What about Mefagel? Unclear. Tosis doesn't really tell us. But sounds like the kasha was on both. L'maisa, Tosis starts by assuming Moser and Mefagel both garmi. There is a Tosis and Daf Kuf that sounds like, now Mefagel need not be viewed as garmi. Tosis is assuming that it is, and then he assumes, but there's a knas anyway. Why might the father not be garmi? So that's the Tosis Rid, for example, and the Ramban and Dina de Garmi. The Ramban is a whole kuntas Dina de Garmi, defining what is garmi, when it's called garmi. The Ramban says, we saw Tosis Rid in Gittin also, you did a maise mazik, you did a shechita with your machsheves chutz l'zmano, so you are mazik right now, be a dying. That's not garmi, you are mazik, that's the maise mazik. That's one reason why it might not be garmi, because this is a maisa, direct maisa. This is your maisa mazik. Tosis on Daf Kuf has a different suggestion. So long Tosis, just want to take one line out of it. Just the one line toward the end of the Tosis. Tosis says, why do the Chachamim who disagree with Rav Meir, why do they hold that Sof Shterosov Shachaveiro is pater, because they're not doing din de garmi, sorf shterosav. And kohanim shepigu b'migdash achayev. That's the Mishnah in Gittin. Chora, kohanim shepigu b'migdash is also garmi. And the chacham don't hold of garmi in whatever other cases, sorf shterosav shechaver. Why are they machayev by pigil, by kohanim shepigu? The mali, Imgorim lo hefsid aydei shesof shterosav, mali aydei diburo. So what would Tosis here answer? Okay, even if it's not gami, it's a knas. Where does it say it? Okay, Hagozo Basa doesn't say it. Okay, the Gemara in Gittin, you have to say. Tosis quoted later for Moser. But Tosis is saying that it's gami. Yeah, it's gami. But it's knas anyway. Tosis and Daf Kuf have a different answer. It's not mefagel, it's not garmi. Why? the dibur chashiv kemaisa, v'havi mazik biguf hamamon biyadayin. Avo besarv shtar inu nogia biguf hamamon uniyar bi'amahu dekalimine. The words of Tosis are, by the shtar case, you didn't do an action of hezek in the guf hamamon that was the person lost. The guf hamamon is that what he can't collect as a result of the paper burning. So where did you create the hezek? On the paper. By burning the paper, he has no way to access the money that he'd be able to collect with the shtar. So you didn't do a maisa hezek in the guf hadavar. Mashe'ekin by pigo, what did you do? You had a machshava, which has consequences, in the carbon, about that carbon. So that's called, that's more than garmi. Maisa garmi is a tremendous sugya. I'll just give you an example. There are many, many shitas that try to understand when is something called garmi, which we hold the court of mayor and we hold halacha is chayiv, and other things which are called grama benezikin, which we say grama benezikin is patur avo asa. So there are all kinds of cases that fit under grama. There's a case in the second parak by us. Let's say a person throws down something from somebody's window and there's cushions on the floor so it wouldn't break because the cushions would prevent it from shattering. So some comes another guy and pulls away the cushions and it breaks. So what do you call that? Is he chayiv as a mazik? He didn't cause the hezik directly. By removing the cushions, the thing shattered. Grama. Why is that only patra v'aser? Aser, yes, but not chiv, and yet garmi is chayv. So I just give you some marakomos. I mean, there's a tosis in there's we've shown him here too, Baba Kama on it. But tosis, famous tosis in Baba Basra, chabez on the days. The Gemara makes a comment zoso meres on the Mishnah the grama ben nizikin aser. Zoso meres grama ben nizikin aser patra v'aser. Tosa says, "Hach v'mashma de grum benizikin de pater b'chein perakets of the regel." It brings the case I just gave you. Zara kli mirosh agag v'yu tacht of kar muksasos the kadam v'silkan afilu hu. Even if this guy himself who threw down the utensils rushed and pulled the thing out, so he's not chayiv because mitzad of throwing down it wasn't going to break, and all he did now was remove the cushion. Pater. That's called grama, patra balas. Other examples. Nasan sam hamabes lifnei behemas chavero, patra, grama. Shalach biyur biyat chereshot v'katan. So you gave a flame and then they're not responsible and as a result they caused hezek. What am I doing? I'm grama benezikin, patra balas. Isur mazik I have, but not chiv tashumin, grama. And whatever other all kinds of cases of grama. So Tosis asks, Yesh Litain Tam, Maishna Kolhani Midina de Garmi. So all these cases are called grama benizikin. Why is that different than garmi? And he gives examples of garmi. Maradina Lashokhani, you show it a coin, Vinimsa Ra, turns out it was a bad coin, and now he uses it and he can't get it into currency. But I caused him hezek through what I told him, oh, it's okay. Other examples of garmi, sarf shterosaf shel chavero, is garmi. Another example, a person has a shtar that someone owes him money, and I sell the shtar to somebody else, so he'll collect instead of me. So he gives me $80 for a $100 shtar chob, that's magia to the point who brings it to Beis Din to collect $100. So I sell it for $80, off my head, and now he has it. After I sell him, the shtar, amochel the chov. I'm allowed to do that, technically, because whatever the reason is, shibud aguf is still by me. Maisa, what did I do? I caused him, well, who lost some money? He paid me $80, and now he can't collect with it. So what's that? Chiv of garmi. According to a mayor, dandi garmi, halacha, I'm chayv to pay. So why all these cases chayv, else garmi, and grama, ben ezikin, the other cases are considered to be patra, v'lasav. Why is some cases chayv based on garmi, and other cases are considered patra based on grama? So there's all kinds of shitas in Mishonim. Many, many different shitas. That's why the Ramban wrote a whole sefer, a whole essay called Kuntris Dina de Garmi. V'chiyuk Rabbeinu Yitzchak Lashon Echad. One Mahalach in Tosus, Baba Basri here. Din Degami Chayiv Hayinu She'osehu Ba'atzmo Hezik L'mam L'chavero. One chiluk. He's doing it. But old chiluk, another svar. Din Degami Chayiv Hayinu Mishas Maiseh Shabar Hezik. Then he has a kasha on that. B'shas Maiseh Bar Hezik. Knows the Hezik comes at soon as I'm doing the Maiseh. When I pull the cushion away, the Hezik did come by the second. It's not instant. There's a time delay. Then, a few seconds later, the thing comes crashing down. And whatever other case, I gave the Chershu to be cutting a torch, and then, an hour later, they went and they torched somebody's gaddish. So it didn't happen right away. Mashenkin, if I'm mocho de shtarchov, so mamish, that minute, the Hezik is happening. I burn the star, someone's staros. It's I mean, that's another teretz of Tosas. B'shas ma'isa bar hezek. That's garmi. Tosas kashas on that. Then he has another suggestion to the ritzva. The ritzva says you should know, based on these distinctions, you're not going to be able to answer everything. It's just about the following: the dina de garmi han mitam knas. So Tosas goes on the record here. Din de garmi is not a din d'oraisa. That's already not clear. The gemara's not clear. But meir don din garmi. The raisa of drabanan unclear. The Ramban in Kuntras de Gami says it's a din d'oraisa. Tosus here in Baba Basra says it's a dina de Gami mitam knas kidmucha b'yushalmi. V'lochein says the Ritzva, kol hezik hamatzui v'ragil lavo kansu chachamim. You know what? It's not a lam v'shechiluk between cases. Grama Gami. It's about statistics. All those cases that are going to go under Gami are cases that are more common with a cham made a knas. And those cases that we call grama, that are patra v'lasser, are cases less common. And so they didn't make a knas. That's the ritzva. Shelo yeh tam de kansu, shelo yeh kol echad ve'echad, ho echu mazik l'chavero, in such a manner of garmia, indirect. V'haynu taima demandim achai behezek she'en anikar. In other words, Tosis is linking garmi to the inyanim that we saw, mitamidam menaseh, chesek she'en anikar. What's the reason for the mandam alo shmei hezek? When they made a knas, shelo yeh kol echad ve'echad ho'ech. For Tosis, that's really what garmi is all about also. And Rav Meir is kind of even b'shogeg, okay, is shayla, ho shayla, sepet shayla, is gami chayv b'shogeg, ho shayla. We saw that Muki Yosef over here seems to suggest that even Moser is not chayv b'shogeg. So we wanted to know why not. Some want to say pshat because it's hezek, because it's garmi. Tosis Moser is garmi, and garmi is no even mazid. We thought to say pshat in the Muki Yosef, like the Rashi in Krisus. That it's Hezek Shein and Nikah with a Dibur, and there's no Meitav. He says there's no Din Meitav, and it's only B'Shogeg because Hezek Shein and Nikah. That's why. Yeah. The Simen and Shulchan Aruch, Hoshe Mishpat, and this is all I'm going to give you. It's at this point you're going to have to know. If you really want to get into this, it's quicksand. Mamish, it's a Sugya. It's big and yonin. Hoshe Mishpat, Shin Pei Vav. The heading is Chiluk Shebein Grama Benizakin Ledina Degani. The Hazore Kli Mirosh Hagag Ubo Dalet Sifim. Shin Tei Vav, the end of Choshe Mishpat. Chiluk Shebein Grama Benizakin Ledina Degani. Sif Aleph Kaimelon Kirav Meir. Notice, 2 pages of Shach. So I go continue the Shulchan Aruch. 2 pages of Shach. And on. Kaimelon Kirav Meir. The Dain Dina de Gami. Lefichach, now I go through some cases. Hadochiv, Madbeir Shachaverat, Shiyorad Liyam, Chayiv, Apishro Higbio. You push something out of someone's hand, a coin, you didn't actually pick it up and threw it and got into the water. Apishro Higbio, so you later on, Hapochis Madbeir Shachaver, Behevet Surah, so you remove the imprint, and now it's not going to go be accepted in currency. Hamochish Tachov, Chaver, over Chazo Machula, we mentioned that case. The Kaimon Shul Machu Tzarech L'Shalem L'Lokeach, the Chen HaSoreif, Shtar Chov Shukhaver Chai L'Shalem, and so on. The Chen HaSore Kli. Anyway, this is Simon Shin Pei Vav. The Shach starts the Simon Kaimon Krav Meir. The Shach takes on the Ramban in Din Degarmi. Hini ra'isi ha-Ramban herech ma'ol b'din d'gami b'sof chidushi b'Baba Basra. That's where you'll find it. V'hischalti lasos chibur abir pilpul al dvarav. I began to make sefer on the Ramban, as many have done. Rabban Lichtenstein has a whole sefer, Kuntras Indigami of the Ramban. He gave shurim on it. It's a whole sefer that you can get. Many others. Ach kasher kira isi ikar yisodo. One thing he says I disagree with Rabban, fundamentally, says the Shach. Ikar yisodo. Shesova de din de gami de oraisahu. Ramban holds gami is de oraisa. The Shach goes like that ritzvah in Baba Basra, in the Tosis Baba Basra. It's a knas. Says the Shach. The dinner in beginning of Shin Peivav. The dinner de gami eno el knasa de rabbanan. So it makes it a lot easier for us. Ain sorach chalek b'shum chilukim. Therefore, I didn't want to write that sefer, and so on. This is a big topic. But Vinagea, our Tosis, basically, what our Tosis is assuming is Moser Mefagel, what comes out of our Tosis is they are viewed as Garmi. If you hold your Chai for Garmi, so of course, so then the Shai is, Abchia didn't mention it because the reasons given in the Gemara in the list, he doesn't mention it. If Lodan do Garmi, so it's Chayiv based on Knas. Mefagel has a Knas, and Moser has a Knas as well. All right, the remaining Tosin will, I want to go back a little bit to the Kofar Inyan in a second. The remaining Tosin sin, the Iker is to focus for tomorrow as a, on the Tosis Tachas Nesina, the question of the Chiyuv Meitav by Boshes and Edom Zomimin, and the case specifically of Edom Zomimin having a Chiyuv Meitav, Machokas Rishonim, exactly what the case would be, the Tosis and then the other Rishonim that I gave you in connection to the bottom Tosis. That's the main Inyan for tomorrow. Coming back to the union of kofar, so we had a pasuk in Chumash, im kofar yushas alav, right? Im kofar yushas alav. I don't know, whatever you want, as you wish. I mean, I'm going to connect to the Hanukkah, so it's up to you. You want to make a new, as you wish. Right? Yeah. 15 minutes.